So this is McLuhan Dewline number 10. Volume 1, number 10, April 1969, and it's titled Breakdown as Breakthrough and Inventory. Okay, so I'm going to start here, the page before. At the bottom it says, the poet, and we may have done this a little bit last time, the poet W.B. Yeats, when he felt he had run out of poetic inspiration and exhausted all of his themes, said, quote, "Now that my ladder's gone, I must lie down where all the ladders start, in the foul rag and bone shop of my heart, in the foul rag and bone shop of my heart," unquote. And McLuhan writes in the middle column, "All poetic and artistic achievement is the result of breakdown and frustration." Hear that? All poetic and artistic achievement is the result of breakdown and frustration. It is the breakdown of perception that inspires the artist to create new images and new models for perception. Stephen Dedalus, at the end of Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man, says, quote, "I go to encounter for the millionth time the reality of experience and to forge in the smithy of my soul the uncreated conscience of my race," unquote. Now, the quotes beside that, to the left, has a quote from Rudyard Kipling. An instance of breakdown in Kipling's, quote, "The toad between the harrow knows exactly where each tooth print goes. The butterfly upon the road preaches contentment to that toad." Then on the other side, it says, the other right-hand column, "On the other hand, there is the case of the sardonic caterpillar, scornfully observing the antics of a butterfly. Quote, you'll never get me up in one of them darn things," unquote. So that's opposite Dedalus' quote about going forth to create the uncreated, to forge. Now, forge can mean fake, forgery, to forge. Most people take it as to make, but it can be to fake and to forge, to fake the uncreated conscience of my race. Then the next paragraph, Hans Selye, in his book From Dream to Discovery, explains how breakthroughs occur just on the borderlines between waking and sleeping. Traditionally, the seer, the maker of breakthroughs and insights, is a blind man. And to the left of that, it says, the artist. So, From Dream to Discovery explains how breakthroughs occur just on the borderlines between waking and sleeping. And that's such a key part of the design of Finnegan's Wake, the borderline between waking and sleeping. So we are in a collective expression of the artist, or of the inspiration. We're in a world that's dead, but the new world's powerless to be born, until recently. But up to this point, 50 years, you had a world dead and the new world wasn't allowed in. So that created the gap where everybody could experiment with all kinds of retrievals of transformation, mutation, and resolutions. That's what we witnessed for 40 years. And then Ian came through and said, oh, okay, none of that work, did it? So traditionally, the seer, the maker of breakthroughs and insights, is a blind man. Next paragraph. The whole of the book called The Image, or What Happened to the American Dream, by Daniel J. Boorstin, is devoted to the theme of breakdown. For the alert reader, the book is also a vast inventory of breakthroughs. It opens with a survey of the distortions of news values. It opens with a survey of the distortion of news values by improved news-gathering agencies and technologies. The resulting news in quotes, Daniel Boorstin labels as, quote, pseudo-events, unquote, P-S-E-U-D-O, pseudo-events. That means fake events. Instead of passing a moral judgment, Boorstin might have noticed, so Boorstin passes a moral judgment on these pseudo-events. Instead of passing a moral judgment, Boorstin might have noticed that he had discovered the nature of news as such. Any news story, whatever, has to leave out almost all of the facts in the case. Otherwise, there would be no story, story in quotes, at all. There would be no story at all. Dash, just background. Just background. All news is pseudo-event. A newspaper is an epic, a corporate poem, a mosaic image of the whole community in action. And to the left of that, he has a poetic fiction, a making of awareness. So a poetic fiction is a making of awareness. Next paragraph, in the middle column. Imagine the luck of a future archaeologist trying to reconstruct our culture. If he had one-tenth of the evidence about our world contained in a single issue of the most ordinary newspaper. In other words, all artifacts are pseudo-events as well and create fictional environments and services. To the left of that, he has, truth is not a pellet or a package. It is a community of relationships. That's like ratio among ratios. And then to the left, to the right, it says, man not only makes his world, he makes himself. He not only makes news, he makes sense. Man not only makes his world, he makes himself. He not only makes news, he makes sense. Then the next paragraph, in the middle. For Boorstin, the American dream was the dream of the open road, the dream of an open-ended society. He sees the new world of the image as fencing us in. In point of fact, it was the open society of visual space and phonetic literacy that created the image of the cosmos as a rigid container. Next paragraph. It is the visual goal-oriented world that leads to specialist ambition and It is the visual goal-oriented world that leads to the specialist ambition and the repeatable package. It is the electric world, for good or ill, that resonates as a total field, restoring man to the condition of the hunter rather than to the private point of view of the sniper. To the left of that, it says, perhaps a more recent version is casing the joint. That's in quotes, casing the joint. Perhaps a more recent version is casing the joint. And where he says, it is the electric world, for good or ill, that resonates as a total field, restoring man to the condition of the hunter rather than to the private point of view of the sniper. So casing the joint is what the information hunter is engaged in. Then to the right it says, a legal phrase that seems to capture the very acme of private enterprise and initiative is, quote, snooping with intent to creep, unquote. A legal phrase that seems to capture the very acme of private enterprise and initiative is, quote, snooping with intent to creep, to creep. Snooping with intent to creep, C-R-E-E-P. So let's see, moving these pages around. Still looking, just a second. Okay, the next page, starting at the bottom of the page I just read, middle column, it says, Boorstin sees modern travel in just as evil a case as news, as pseudo-event. Quote, you are just 15 gourmet meals from Europe on the world's fastest ship. I guess that's an advertisement. Unquote. Of course, with supersonic travel, there won't even be time for a snack. On the other hand, the tradition of rubbernecking and leisurely gaping at other people goes out with a depth breakthrough into the cultures of the world. So I'll read that again. Boorstin sees modern travel in just as evil a case as news, as pseudo-event. Quote, you are just 15 gourmet meals from Europe on the world's fastest ship, unquote. Then McLuhan says, of course, with supersonic travel, there won't even be time for a snack. On the other hand, the tradition of rubbernecking and leisurely gaping at other people goes out with a depth breakthrough into the cultures of the world. And to the left of that, it says, the new high-rise is not a vertical suburb in quotes, so much as a jet city in quotes. The new high-rise is not a vertical suburb, so much as a jet city. Next paragraph. Just as there used to be circulating libraries, in brackets meaning circulating books, so today there are circulating cities. Twice the population of any big metropolis leaves the city by air each year. But in order to live in Jet City, the traveler has to do a good deal of crash programming and preparatory study. And to the right it says, the speed up of travel created Jet City in quotes, or the planetary city of circulating inhabitants. This speed up is also a breakdown of all metropolitan areas, revealing the meaning of cities as such. dash, as efforts to concentrate and heighten human awareness. I'll read this again. Twice the population of any big metropolis leaves the city by air each year. But in order to live in Jet City, the traveler has to do a good deal of crash programming and preparatory study. Then to the right, the speed-up of travel created Jet City, or the planetary city of circulating inhabitants. This speed-up is also a breakdown of all metropolitan areas, revealing the meaning of cities as such. So here's the meaning of cities. As efforts to concentrate and heighten human awareness, city is art form. Anybody ever tell you that? Next column. Most of the business of the jet set in quotes, requires considerable knowledge of the countries visited. The tourist today, whether in Lima or Las Vegas, expects to put on the language, put on in quotes, the costume and the patterns of a culture, even during a brief visit. Today, the, quote, teeny bopper, unquote, knows more about the distant places of the earth than most of the learned travelers of 100 years ago. Then it says, Einstein, writing about the general history of gravitation theory, wondered whether Michael Faraday would ever have discovered electricity if he had the standard university education of his time. The first principle of operations research is to check out the experts. No matter what the problem, the experts know it is insoluble. Hence, operation research calls in the ignorant. And to the left of that quote, at the bottom of the page, it says, the TV guide for February 8th to 14th, 1969, does a real, quote, snorkel job, unquote, under the heading, quote, ever since Chicago, colon, TV in turmoil. And then he has dash. From a snorkel level, they manage a massive intellectual burp. Here's the burp. Quote, if people lose faith in TV news, how long will it be before they lose confidence in TV advertising, unquote. So, TV Guide does a real snorkel job under the heading, ever since Chicago, TV in turmoil. From a snorkel level, they manage a massive intellectual burp. Quote, if people lose faith in TV news, how long will it be before they lose confidence in TV advertising, unquote. And that's opposite the statement, Einstein, writing about the general history of gravitation theory, wondered whether Michael Faraday would ever have discovered electricity if he had had the standard university education of his time. The first principle of operation research is to check out the experts. Chuck, C-H-U-C-K, not check out, chuck, throw them out. No matter what the problem, the experts know it is insoluble. Hence, operation research calls in the ignorant. Now, your average little man will say, yeah, I hate experts. This McLuhan guy is cool. Yeah, screw experts. But it's not that simple when you deal with McLuhan. Okay, so then we go to... Gee, we're almost finished. Middle column. Would it not be a practical as well as entertaining program for TV if a diversity of investigators and administrators were to sit with people of varying age groups and backgrounds and simply ask one another, quote, what is the primary problem in your area today, unquote? If the show were to be careful to avoid in italics, to avoid any, and any's in italics, so if the show were to be careful to avoid any of the answers to the problems, but were simply to table the problems without analysis, all of these breakdowns or problems would quickly yield new breakthroughs for the audience. And then opposite that, it says, to the left, oh, I forgot to say up above, opposite the first section on operation research. To the left, it says, operation research is a kind of systematic dramatization of breakdown as breakthrough. Operation research is a kind of systematic dramatization of breakdown as breakthrough. Then down below, to the left, it says, the 1929 crash revealed the world of economic processes to the entire community. The 1929 crash revealed the world of economic processes to the entire community. To the right, another quote, Xerox, by speeding up and decentralizing book production, has exposed the entire character of copyright and of the publishing process to public inspection. Reading that again. Xerox, by speeding up and decentralizing book production, has exposed the entire character of copyright and of the publishing process to public inspection. Middle column. The audience would see, even if the panelists did not, let's go back and review the panel. Would it not be a practical as well as entertaining program for TV if a diversity of investigators and administrators were to sit with people of varying age groups and backgrounds and simply ask one another, quote, what is the primary problem in your area today, unquote? If the show were to be careful to avoid any of the answers to the problems, you know, you're not looking for answers, but were simply to table the problems without analysis, all of these breakdowns or problems would quickly yield new breakthroughs for the audience. The audience would see, even if the panelists did not, that the problems of the kindergarten organizer, the town planner, a machine politician, and high school kid had many features in common. The problems themselves would eliminate one another by revealing patterns common to them all. I'll read that again. The audience would see, even if the panelists did not, that the problems of the kindergarten organizer, that's like, you know, union organizer, the kindergarten of a 5-year-old trying to organize the kids. The audience would see, even if the panelists did not, that the problems of the kindergarten organizer, the town planner, a machine politician, and a high school kid had many features in common. The problems themselves would eliminate one another by revealing patterns common to them all. Bottom paragraph. If one scientist is 1,000 or in a general... If one scientist in 1,000 or in a generation normally makes a major breakthrough that is obvious the moment it occurs, why shouldn't the million viewers make the same breakthrough in seconds instead of decades? For example, if the hang-up in, say, cancer research were to be presented with some basic data to millions of people, at least one would penetrate the problem. When the Japanese faced the hopeless problem of turning their ideographic script into a secret military code, they broke through into a new form called the, quote, typewriter alphabet, unquote. For them, this has resolved many problems besides those of secret codes. St. Patrick was a Roman Briton captured in a slave raid and taken to Ireland. Just when the entire Roman organization was breaking down in Britain and elsewhere, St. Patrick initiated the extension of Roman civilized bureaucracy to the Gaelic tribal world of the Irish and Scottish. He did it by the foundation of monasteries, the only form of mini city-state that was able to survive the breakup of the empire. And to the left he has, the monasteries accomplished the continuation of all the studies of Greek or Roman civilization when the secular bureaucratic state had disappeared. The monasteries accomplished the continuation of all the studies of Greek or Roman civilization when the secular bureaucratic state had disappeared. That would be during the traditional Dark Ages. To the right, it says, in the 1920s, Scotland became famous when it instituted an agency for anti-Scottish jokes. In the 1920s, Scotland became famous when it instituted an agency for anti-Scottish jokes. They were looking for... They wanted to find anti-Scottish jokes and then circulate them. I think I heard McLuhan say once. So, since we're near the end, I'm going to read this part again. When the Japanese faced the hopeless problem of turning their ideographic script into a secret military code, they broke through into a new form called the typewriter alphabet. For them, this has resolved many problems besides those of secret codes. St. Patrick was a Roman Briton captured in a slave raid and taken to Ireland. Just when the entire Roman organization was breaking down in Britain and elsewhere, he initiated the extension of Roman civilized bureaucracy to the Gaelic tribal world of the Irish and Scottish. So, was St. Patrick a failure? Maybe at the beginning, but not in the long run. But he brought in this bureaucracy to Ireland right when that model was collapsing in Italy. He did it by the foundation of monasteries, the only form of mini city-state that was able to survive the breakup of the empire. So that's what we're having now, many mini-states. In California, I didn't read this. In California, DuPont, the chemical company, in California, DuPont is using breakdown as breakthrough in a novel way. It has initiated a telephone service for the gossipacious, or gossiping. It has a special line for, quote, scuttlebutt, unquote, concerning all the inside dope and scandal rumor that resonates through the entire organization. So this is what he was saying earlier about solving problems with a panel. And the panel experts would state what their problems were, and I am predicted to be one person in the thousands listening who would have an answer for that person. So did I, he did it, St. Patrick did it by the foundation of monasteries, the only form of mini city-state that was able to survive the breakup of the empire. In California, DuPont is using breakdown as breakthrough in a novel way. It has initiated a telephone service for the gossipacious. It has a special line for scuttlebutt concerning all the inside dope and scandal and rumor that resonates through the entire organization. So that ends breakdown as breakthrough and inventory. Copyright, well, dates, volume 1, number 10, April 69. So I'm looking at my notes for the due line, and it's hard to determine where I left off, but I think we did November 68, like Wild West, Cavell's auditory space is dynamic, chemistry, programming planet, satellite and tactility, obsolescence of city, NASA, nature, DNA. Remember that? Remember those words? I did that. Youth bridge. Youth bridge is conscious and unconscious. Do you guys remember that? Hey.
No.
Not in the recent one.
Not me.
No, not in the recent one. This is 6 months ago.
Yeah.
You know, the last time, this is number five. So, number six is December 1968, and I've got here outer equals, the outer world is jets and satellite. The inner world is radio and TV. The planet as campus, an archaeological museum. University libraries obsolete. Predicts internet.
Yes.
Face flat on book. What's that mean? People can't change. Echo land. No demurring to Bakunin's hypothesis. Marx lived in the 18th century, idealizing noble savage. 20th century equals tribal primitive communism. Nudity because of TV body. Czech inventor in Dewline ad. Luca busy, anti-lawyers.
Did you say December 68, Bob?
Yeah. Students can't verbalize causes of their unrest. So, that's sample. So let me move to December 69.
January.
And the notes in this collage, and you can see this in Ion and Bob, at the very bottom of the page, of the front page, home page. High rise as mini art. Topless towers. Telegraph creates global village. Nudity happens because of the tactile TV body. Plato and Erasmus as obsolete. Manipian. Plato and Erasmus as obsolete. Manipian yippies. Translating electric circus. As Finnegan's Wake, weather warfare in California, experience, in quotes, is obsolete. Gary Wills on
extermination
of blacks. Yes.
You just said experience becomes obsolete, and I was just playing the last due line from August 22nd. And
you were
30
playing
minutes
it?
In. Yeah, I'm playing it on my computer.
Reading, reading it.
And I hit that, just as you said that, I was at the 31-minute mark where you said just that.
I said this idea.
Activists.
Yeah, here it is.
I'll read this again. Another major breakdown resulting from electric speed-up or new rim spin around any society is that experience becomes useless. That's a really important point. About understand.
Yep.
Try to live through that, man. You'll get suicidal. I can't even be an authority on my own experience. So you were just listening to, is that tonight or a few weeks
No, I just
ago?
Now, as you were going over your notes, I played that that last due line that you had recorded.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
And you were hearing it. You weren't listening to me talk. You were listening to it.
I was listening to both. And
okay.
you synced up your notes with that. I just jumped forward in the archive there, and I hit that.
Wow. And so I said it after you said it. After you heard
you
it.
Said,
after
you said it at the same time. You said it on the phone here live at the same moment that I was hearing it on the archive off my computer speakers.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a nice sync up. That's a variation on doing the CKLN archives, but this is a new version, live. But what, okay, so we did that one, and I don't know if I'm supposed to come up with ideas. February, number 8, February 69, McLuhan makes fun of Peter Drucker, Soul City, Catholic mystical body as mini state. And I put P2. I added the propaganda to Due, the Lichio Gelli guys who killed this 30-day pope. I bring in the Catholic mini-state, and the fight within it revolved around the P2 propaganda Due. The Pueblo, avant-garde or mini-states. That's what Roxy lived in, the mini-state of Bohemia in Berlin, right? That's what you were involved with, a mini-state there. You, Rocky.
supposed to
comment.
Rocky Roxella is Roxy.
Is in the kitchen making a peanut butter sandwich. No?
No.
Are you in a micro state?
Yeah, mini state, not micro state. But no, the avant-garde that she hung out in is a mini state in Berlin. It's part of the mini state. You get that,
yes,
Roxy?
I never thought about there's this mini.
It is mini, mini.
Mini gangs mini states.
Mini. Virilio's kinetic speed up as structure. McLuhan presents a theory of organizations. The loss of face dilemma. Sideburns and leg gear as costume versus dress. Gray at 3. Gutenberg as a matrix. OHIP and Medicare. That's Canadian Socialized Medicine. 1962. Edgar Allan Poe's effect. Breakdown is breakthrough equals pattern recognition. We are in a closed... Yes. We're in a closed society today. That's the NSA and CIA. Me on fourth last page in brackets, emperor and clown. Mini state equals mosaic on third last page. I think it means of the dew lines. Knowledge of structure, obsolescence experience. Tetrad manager, I as broadcaster. Revelation of nature of identity or the generation gap. The piece that passes all technology equals the bomb. And just up here, knowledge of structure, and I have in brackets, and effect, obsolescence experience. And that's the Tetrad manager. Makes fun of Ted Carpenter. Rai returns to essence in the phrase, the emperor's new clothes, spelled C-L-O-S-E.
Yay!
That's uncalled for, Roxy. I had not. You don't even know what I had to spell it. It's C L O S E. The Emperor's New Clothes. That means closed society. And that's the
spell
essence
that.
Returning to the. What?
Yes, I mean that was the major thing happening. Right, you returning to essence.
Yes. Creating the new closed tyrannical merger of physical and non-physical.
Tyranny. Tyrannical.
Ion's tyranny. Croakers.
Yep.
I hear croakers circulate. Well, look at that. Croakers, quote, circulating / ion, which means circulating or circulation, but it says circulating / ion, a whole new meaning. Right there. Circulating / ion. And nugget and nucleation. And nucleation. That was the thrilling excerpt number 8. We now move on to number 9 for March 1969. The technique of suspended judgment equals tetradic involvement. Cognitive and recognitive.
What was that?
What? Well, that's the technique of suspended. It's the high awareness that, was it Bert who was talking about seeing themselves?
Mark.
Oh, yeah, Mark. So what Mark was talking about is how you do tetrad management. When you're in the CIA, high levels of hidden management, you're not identifying with what's going on. You know that they will cancel each other out, the different arguments that the working man has, or the working woman, or the lowly slave class. See? And you watch this cookie crumble. You watch what gets obsolesced, what's retrieved, and what flips into. Okay?
Whoa.
That was emerging of your mind with non-physical. Look at that. Jeez, I made an echo. Wow. I can do that. Look, watch this. Hey!
We did.
Wow, look at that, eh? I got my own little lab here. Hey!
Hey! Hey!
Jeez. All I have to do is pull out my jack to my headphones. Okay, back to these fantastic reminders of what we read. Cognitive and recognitive processes. Tactility as juxtaposed speeds. Acceleration accelerates. Barry Nevitt, McLuhan, and Tony Schwartz. Finnegan's Wake as eye/not ear. Finnegan's Wake as eye/not ear. Information itself is ground. Audile tactile. See Richard Cavell's book. Audile tactile explained. Tribal sacral space, sacred space of tribal cultures, or ESP. Image over product. Loss of face. Croker's circulating population. Children's lib, goals change too fast, Western private identity is fragile, East/Eskimo is more sensitive, no Jungian unconscious. Krishnamurti would agree with that. Pueblo is Navy/ Shakespearean drama. The Pueblo incident is Navy/ Shakespearean drama. Quote, seamless web of circumstance, private versus corporate. No geography or visual space. Gray at 3, the TV child, Gray at 3, a quote from Finney's Wake, is explained. So that was due line number 9. Now we come to the due line of today. Oh, my God, there's a page of notes. Now, this is interesting. There was a lot in there. So this is the biggest note collection so far for a due line. Notes that I took. Are we all there? Everybody here? Okay.
Yes.
April 59. What?
Roger, copy. Yep.
Okay. April 69, due line number 10. Anti-Norman Mailer. Sam Butler's eggs. Good news/ bad news, in brackets, Saturday Evening Post. Anti-Robinson Crusoe. Definition of information, in brackets, pattern. Services are not commodities. Services are not commodities, in brackets, not scarce. Wasps are a service environment. White man creates black man. Car is metaphor of break/through/down. Car is metaphor of breakthrough and breakdown. These are ideas that McLuhan was saying. Found art. New York blackout. Definition of pun, in brackets, logos. Definition of identity as violent image quest. The Greek word for word is myth, mythos. Greek word for word is mythos. Ratio, ratio means thinking and speaking. R-A-T-I-O-E-T-R-A-T-I-O. Ratio et ratio. No, ratio et oratio. Ratio, a oratio, thinking and speaking. Peter as greatest breakthrough. What the heck is that? Peter? Who's Peter? St. Peter? Peter as great. Oh, Dr. Beter, maybe? Yeah, I think that's a B. Beter as greatest breakthrough. Gravity as gap. Darwin and apes. Physics for Jack Sarfatti. Edgar Allan, who used to date Mary McLuhan. Edgar Allan Poe and Darwin. Electric press equals society in action. Ulysses in brackets. A sound light show. Editorials as soliloquy. Doubt equals seeing double. Nicholas Cusa and organizing ignorance. Trudeau as nuisance. Pierre Elliott Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada. Trudeau as nuisance. Put students on committees. Something on sit-ins. Puns, McLuhan puns on sit-ins. Emperor as clown. University as utopia. Print created equivocation. Paradox as cult. Leads to Rockies. Look at that. Leads to Rockies conglomerate. Oh, that means.
Da, da,
yeah.
Da,
da, da. Leads to Rockies. That's referring to Rockefeller. Leads to Rockies conglomerate. Wyndham Lewis's Art of Being Ruled is obsolete. Ooh, hoo, hoo. That's blasphemous. What was I thinking? Wyndham Lewis's Art of Being Ruled is obsolete. Well, okay. I and obsolete is everything. Definition of consciousness. Electricity is gap applied everywhere. Proof of Sandy. Uh-oh. Am I still there? I heard a click.
Yeah.
Okay. Proof of sanity. You know, only someone who's gotten out of a mental institute can say they're sane. They've got proof of it. By getting this, you know, signed document saying that you're sane. Holeopathy, Dobbs word, holeopathy is rim spin. Moon as suburb, SUB-URB. The herb it orbs is the Binnings Wake phrase. Moon as suburb. William Irwin Thompson's idea by McLuhan for students. What's that? William Irwin Thompson's idea. Now, this is a case where I'm adding in. This is not discussed in the due line, but I get a free association here. William Irwin Thompson's idea by McLuhan for students, Conrad. No, for students. I think it's like giving money to students. They get $50,000, and they can invest it or do something smart with it or something stupid, and they can blow it all, and that's it. That's all they get. William Irwin Thompson's idea by McLuhan for students. Joseph Conrad, Helen Sellier, James Joyce on conscience, privatization, butterfly joke, definition of truth, capital T. All media are fictions. Tourism and Daniel Boorstin. High rise is not a vertical suburb, but a jet city. See, that's where
new
the beat it up
airport.
What?
You got new in caps right beside high rise. New high rise is not a vertical suburb.
Oh, is that new? No. Oh, yeah. New high rise is not. Because that was underlined and separate printed, I didn't notice it. New high rise is not a vertical suburb, just a jet, but a jet city. I think that means, you know, you have a high rise and people live in it. The hotels out near airports are part of jet city where
okay.
People just spend a night or two there. That's jet city. That's not, doesn't have enough community to be a suburb or a semi community. Espionage is privacy. Cities as LSD. Croker's circulation. Espionage as privacy. Cities as LSD. Croker's circulation. Operation Research as breakdown, breakthrough, 1929, Xerox. Xerox should have been, had ground basement, what is it, ground floor, Soul City Panel Solution, St. Patrick as Savior of Visual Space. So there's the panel solution, and then there's St. Patrick. We went and got St. Patrick data as a backup for our pedigree with the Mafia. As Savior of Krishnamurti, St. Patrick as Savior of Visual Space. And Scotland's jokes, joke factory. Okay, we're all up to date, guys.